Hello and welcome back to The Star Compass. This is our light side game that is really heating up now, guys. It's we got some Sith scary people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
That's normally their function. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Yes. So I'm excited to see where this goes and hopefully not die. But Hanny, you want to take it away?
Yeah, so where we left off last time, in case you don't remember, is some things happened. Some pretty serious
wow.
things.
Wow. How eloquent.
And let's get back into it. No, just kidding. yeah, so there were some developments with kind of the context of the situation of what is going on. We found out that Dagger has maybe not been on the same side as everyone else this whole time, because they are holding her son hostage, and she informed Gar that they are also holding someone named Sayla hostage as well, which this person seems to be important to Gar. And she revealed this information because your ship was taken aboard by another larger ship, I guess, if you want to call it that. And before this happened, Zil and Kren had some nice bonding. They all, you know, got all warm and fuzzy with the Force. And then they got boarded and are trying to protect Elith. But the Sith are there to grab Elith. And Dagger and I think also Gar want the Sith to take her. But I don't think the Jedi are going to be on board with that. So the last thing we saw was the ship doors opening and a very clearly Sith man standing outside with, I think, 5 other dudes. So yeah, that's where we left off. Did I miss anything? Anyone?
That was the important thing.
No, yeah. That's
okay.
That's
were the important parts.
Yep.
There's some character development in there as well, but
yes,
the big
yes, there
event
were some
was
good
that.
Character yes. moments in there.
I have, I do believe I have Kip stationed around the corner to give us heads up when they're getting closer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where were Dagger and I in relation to the two Jedi and then also the Sith party?
You guys were meeting them, right?
I think that we had already, like, met them directly, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you did after that, but
yeah.
You were there.
Because I let them in the ship, basically. Like, they were starting to, like, pound on my exterior hull, and I didn't want them to damage it, so I just,
yeah.
like, opened the hatch, basically.
Yeah. You
because
opened
I,
it.
I want to cooperate.
Yeah, yeah, you opened it right before I was about to have the Sith guy just cut it open with his lightsaber, so I didn't get to do the cool lightsaber. Yeah, cutting the door open thing, but it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's yeah. fine. I didn't want to do that anyway.
It's not like I took something fun away because my character cares about his ship, but also
has
motive to cooperate.
Fair.
It's not like you twisted my arm or anything.
No,
yeah.
not at all.
In a fun way.
I definitely am not purposely pitting our player characters against each other. Why would I do that?
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
So does it stand the reason that I'm in the, like, equivalent of a cargo hold where
yeah,
they're standing
I think
right
you
now?
And Dagger are together since you opened
well,
the door.
Well, actually, hold, weren't we going to originally try to, like, cut off the Jedi at the brig and then they weren't there? I can't remember if we then went
actually,
to the cargo
you know
hold
what?
After
I
that
think,
or not.
I think you guys went to Elith and saw that the Jedi weren't there, and I think Suzanne or Kip saw around the corner and saw the Sith and the people outside.
Right.
I think that's
so we're
happening.
Not by the Sith. They're actually closer to the Sith, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah, we're a lot closer to the Sith,
yes.
regardless.
Okay,
yeah, lightsaber duel's
page.
Not
yeah.
going to be good for the interior of my ship.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think you must have opened the ship from, or like the cargo bay from the bridge, and then you guys
yes.
ran down. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so well, Gar and Dagger are together because they are trying
mm-hmm.
to make sure that Sith can take Elith without any trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess we can pick up with Zil. Zil, you see the on your little device where you see Kip's feed, yeah, you see the ship door open and you see about 5 armed guards with this apparent Sith. He has a lightsaber and it is red.
I urgently show my master this information.
Okay. Hannah, is it likely at all that I would recognize this particular Sith, or is it just a generic
no.
Sith that I don't know? Okay, but I can tell it's Sith, obviously.
This is a point in time where there are like
many Sith, I know.
Hundreds and thousands
there
of
are many.
Jedi and Sith, so.
Okay, I was just wondering for story-ish reasons, yeah. But never mind. So he sees this, and I think he, about how far would you estimate they are from us?
Well, you guys are around the corner, and Susanna's looking at them through a drone, so down through a hallway, like through the cargo bay. So.
Okay, so some distance. He looks at Zil, just says quietly, "Courage, courage now. Perhaps there may be a way around this." And he keeps very still, and even in this moment, he closes his eyes, and he's actually just trying to center himself in this moment. And he will wait because he doesn't want to give the, especially seeing the escort that the guy has. Could he tell? I'm sure he could tell that some of them have ranged weapons.
Yeah, most of the guards have blasters.
Okay, yeah. So then he's...
Well, that's why we're hiding behind a bulkhead.
Yes, but then also his idea is he wants to allow them to get closer anyway so that then they're less likely to pull their guns if they're standing closer. And so now I think they're just waiting there to for the right moment. And he has an idea, should they come nearer, but he can't do it until they're closer anyway.
All right. Well, Zil stands there, terrified, waiting, but hoping her master has a plan.
They start coming through the cargo bay and down the hall. They do not seem to be scared.
Okay.
I'm waiting for his signal. They don't know we're here, but, you know.
I think he looks at you and he whispers. He says, "Wait for my mark. You stay here."
I do that.
The guards are continuing to walk down the hall. They're getting closer.
he tells her to wait. He steps out. He steps out.
Oh, great.
He steps out in view. Okay? And
okay.
And he says he's doing this out of all things. He's doing this out of his own roots and out of common courtesy because they have class.
My master's an idiot.
Thank you, Susanna. Thank you for that.
This is Zil's thought,
mm-hmm.
Not mine. Continue.
Okay, good. Thank you. Moving on. He steps out and he says, "It seems we have a problem."
I think the Sith that's kind of in charge here holds his hand up and signals for his men to stop. He doesn't say anything at first. Waits for you to continue.
And of course, they missed everything from the bridge, so they don't know why they're here. They just know that they're on board. But
I think we could guess why they're
yes,
here.
Yes, we guess, obviously.
We just don't know that our two allies betrayed us. That's the only thing we don't know.
Right. He looks at him and he says, "I can guess why you are here. I am sorry to tell you, you are not getting it."
Jedi... And he is kind of the Sith in front of you just kind of heaves a long sigh and then says, "Are you aware that there's innocent lives on the line? How does that fit?"
He kind of squints. He says, "What do you mean?"
"It doesn't matter what or who. It just matters that we get what we're here for. Without any fuss."
"I couldn't agree more, in which case, suppose we all pretend we never saw each other. We walk away, no one is hurt. Or not."
"Yeah, I don't think you heard me. I said we're getting what we came for." And he splits his lightsaber in two and is now holding one in each hand.
Sweet.
Ooh.
In that moment, he says he's resigned to it. He tried, he failed.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does it stand to reason that Gar and Dagger maybe started running this way from the brig once they noticed the Jedi weren't there?
Yeah.
Could they like arrive?
Yeah.
Where do you want us to arrive? Are we coming like in like maybe like from a junction that's in between these two parties? Are we like by one or the other? Or it's not like we have a map of the ship, so I figured I'd let you choose.
Yeah, let's say, let's see if this makes sense. Maybe it's kind of like a T kind of intersection where the Sith and the guards are coming up one of the long ways. And then Zil is around the corner. Kren is standing kind of in the middle of like this T, like where the hallways meet. So you could either come down maybe the other side of the T or from around the corner where Zil is, whichever one you'd prefer.
Okay. No, I think what you just explained makes sense. I think us coming down like the long way so we can like see everybody. So from behind Kren, I think that makes sense. We're from like deeper in the ship, you know?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you guys can come up that hallway.
In response, he's just pulled this and Kren just goes, "So be it, Sith." And he will pull his own saber and igniter.
I think at that moment, Gar's gonna shout something out down the hallway as he's running up with dagger. Gar's just gonna say, "Hold, Jedi! They have our family!"
Ah!
And he, without turning, he says, "And you truly believe they would cooperate if you perform this task for them?"
"It's the only chance I have."
Zil's not gonna wait.
Yeah.
Hearing that.
He doesn't wait either.
Zil knows where he is. Zil's gonna force pull him towards her.
When you say him,
who?
Which one?
You.
Me. Gar?
Okay. Yeah, if he's coming up the other direction, Zil's gonna pop her head out and force pull him towards her.
Okay. And Kren, you said that you didn't turn around at all to look at them. You still are locked eyes with the Sith?
Yeah, I'm watching.
Dagger's gonna shoot you in the back. Everyone roll.
What? Oh no.
What?
Dagger's gonna shoot Kren in the back.
Yeah.
When she sees me get likely force
pulled. So Zil, you roll for your force pull. And Kren, I think you need to roll to defend because your back is turned.
Fine.
Full success.
Okay.
Unsurprisingly.
With the additional 3 of force, that is a 13.
With scruff?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was counting it on 4. My fault. I'm sorry.
I got a 12, actually.
10 minus 1, 9.
Okay. And I know that Jedi are usually immune to blaster fire. However, at the beginning, you failed your visions roll, and the consequence was that something bad is going to happen and you won't see it coming, so I'm going to use that now.
Ugh.
So you're going to take actual damage from this blaster fire.
Fine. Fine.
Well, he has to choose a drawback.
Yeah, you
9.
Get to choose, though. So you can take 1 harm, ignore armor, the enemy gains influence over you, or you lose something important. So you get to choose one of those options.
I will take a harm.
You know, I have to say that I really like that that's how the vision roll came into play, because like he could have seen that Dagger was going to be there and betray us, you know? Like he could have seen this like random woman like earlier on, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I'll take the single harm.
But he didn't.
All right, cool. So I rolled a 12 plus on use the force.
Nice.
Okay, yes. Go ahead and describe what you do.
So that's do what you set out to do. Describe what happened. So I reach my hand out and force pull him towards me, grab him with 1 hand and slam him up against the wall, you know, because I'm a huge, and say, "Tell me the truth. Do they really have your kid or your family?" I'll say your family because he said family.
Okay. And he just says, "Yes, now let me go."
"Help us and we'll help you. Please. They won't help you. They'll kill him."
"They'll kill them if we don't give him the Star Compass."
"They'll kill them anyways."
"You don't know that."
And she leans in close and she's, "I have dealt with these people before. I know what they do. Can I try to negotiate or something?"
I mean, I was about to attack you.
I mean, you're going to, are you going
to
shank her? She's
off
leaning in.
At least.
Yeah.
And I think at this point is when Dagger actually shoots Kren. So you would see Dagger pull. I mean, she already had her blaster in her hand, but she aims it, you know, pulls the trigger, and Kren is struck in the back with this blast. He doesn't take as much damage as a normal person would, but it hits him squarely between the shoulder blades.
I think she does hear a exclamation.
I have to let him do his stuff, like, but can I try to negotiate real quick, like, with him?
Which him? There's a lot of hims in the room.
I believe she means the one whose throat I've grabbed.
Yeah, she's still holding me.
I think that's up to Andrew if Gar.
Well, she can still make the roll because like
I can
the rules
roll it.
Are
I mean,
she
he
rolls
have
it
to
yeah,
it
you can
I
make
decide.
The roll if you yeah. want, but
okay. Yeah, 6 + 2 = 8 + 2 = 10. Actually.
So what is a negotiate for PCs?
For a crewmate on a 10 plus, if they do what you ask, they choose to either mark experience or clear one dark side. They also take +1 forward. If they don't do what you ask, you mark a dark side.
For a crewmate? You mean
for a crewmate.
If you're asking them to do something they don't want to do. Okay, yeah.
So negotiations, the flavor of it is... when you use your silver tongue to try to talk your way out of a sticky situation or improve the terms of the deal. So what exactly are you saying here to try and talk your way out of this?
I'm trying to get him over to our
side.
Yeah,
she's asking me to fight with them.
I want him to fight with us.
Yeah.
The sticky situation is we have a lot of enemies right this minute, and I would much rather have him on our side.
There is a pause, like Gar pauses.
Probably in the amount of time it takes for him to get shot.
Yeah.
I think we see him get shot, and Zil kind of looks up at you desperately.
A little down, maybe, because you're taller.
Down,
than me.
Yeah. I think she's kind of holding you up.
He just looks at you. There's a pause, and he just says, "I'm sorry, but I have to try." And he doesn't do what you say, and he's going to try to break out of your grasp.
Okay, oh. I'm going to try to hold on.
Oh, my.
Okay.
So I'm going to mark a dark side.
Excellent. All right. We love to see it. All right. So are you guys kind of doing contested rolls here or like...
I guess he would be rolling probably...
I mean, I could...
I'd be rolling
I'm kind of wrestling with if I should actually use a weapon on her to get free or not, you know? Because I'm just trying to get out of her grasp to like... He's trying to defuse the situation first. Like he's trying to like stop the fight before it gets out of hand.
Hmm.
I guess that you could be rolling use the force then if you're not trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of wrestling with is because I'm trying to just get free right now.
I guess I could end
up
doing
the same. Or if you want to, do you have a melee weapon? You could potentially use melee.
And I do have a melee weapon I can just pull out.
Because you can pick like, you can pick like options like gain the advantage and outmaneuver them like for melee. So maybe that would be a better option for you.
You use the force to draw me over here, and I just said sorry, but I have to try. Okay, he's gonna do it. He is gonna actually attack you with a weapon just to get you to drop me, and hope that he can talk you all down afterwards. But we'll see.
Okay.
You see him pull out of concealment. He has something called a Kyuzo Pitar, which is like a double-bladed knife that, as he like pulls it out, it activates a like a laser edge on each of the blades that shines. It shines blue. So it has this like, it's a metal weapon, but it has like a laser blade edge, I guess, that he ignites as he attacks you with it.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to force chuck him at dagger.
Okay.
You're going to force chuck me at dagger.
If he's going to attack me, I'm going to try to get him away from me. So that's what I want to do.
All right, let's have Andrew roll scruff, I think, for melee, and dagger roll force, or not dagger.
I am Zil.
Zil roll force to throw at dagger. Andrew, are you perhaps pulling off a dangerous stunt without considering
consequences? I was literally just about to say maybe I think I'm going to say maybe I don't roll this one, but I could get higher than a 10 plus if I roll it, is the trade-off. I'm gonna save
though?
It. I'm gonna save it for now. I'm gonna try to actually like just do this based on rolls as a contested thing.
Okay.
Ooh, I rolled bad.
I rolled a 12.
What'd you get, Susanna?
I rolled a 9.
Okay. So I think since this is kind of like a contested thing, I think Andrew is gonna get his strike in before you're able to throw him away from you. So, Andrew, what are your choices for melee since you got a 12?
So, melee. So, since I got a 12 plus, when I try to strike an enemy, roll plus scruff on a 10 plus, you and the target inflict harm upon each other and choose two. So, I can inflict plus one harm, suffer less harm, gain the advantage, plus one forward to you or a crewmate, take something from them, outmaneuver them, say where they end up. Ooh, okay. I think I'm going to choose... I'm going to gain the advantage, and I'm going to outmaneuver them. So I take plus one forward, and I'm going to... What I'm going to do is, like, the way that I attacked her is, mm-hmm. like, I physically struck her with the Kyuzo Bitar. So, like, I, like, hit her arm to get her to drop me, and then when she's, like, kind of reeling from that, maybe I, like, trip her in the legs and like push her backwards in like a deft move or something, maybe some kind of martial arts or something to kind of push her to the ground as I run away back to the intersection.
Okay.
You still have to take damage from me.
Yes.
So yeah. I think I'm still going to chuck you a dagger.
That's what I was thinking.
Force
that's
push
exactly
you as hard
I
as I
yeah.
freaking can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
I
that,
like
that pretty easily satisfies both my 7 to 9 and
yeah.
your,
yeah. Yeah,
full
I think
success.
So. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. So, okay, so you do this super cool move where you kind of like stab into her arm, twist around, kind of flip around her, kick her over, but then she still manages to get off this force blast and kind of push you into dagger forcefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll probably take... let me think about how much harm that would do.
I'm not being gentle.
Oh, I did too, by the way.
You did too. I was thinking 2 harm for her move against you as well, so I feel like that's an even trade for both of you.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I had to look it up, but I did confirm that I have 1 armor, so I took 1 damage from that.
Okay.
Yeah, me
1
too.
1 harm.
All right, so the chaos kind of starts to happen.
Yep.
Yep.
I've just been shot.
So in very quick succession, Kren gets shot by dagger. Gar stabs Zil. Zil throws Gar into dagger. Gar and dagger kind of fall to the ground as Gar is thrown into her. And the Sith guy that's in front of you makes a motion with his hand for his men to start attacking. So the guards start to advance towards you, Kren.
Gar still had a plan, though.
Okay. What's your plan?
I think Wesley's going to have his turn before.
I think Kren needs a turn, but then you
I think
can...
Zil is going to be pretty focused on you at this point, so I think Wesley's going to have to handle himself with everyone else.
Kren versus 6.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a master for a reason, so we'll see if this works.
Yep.
But my...
Jedi have taken on a lot worse.
My plan is he gestures for his goons to move forward. I want to roll to use the Force to basically pick them up and throw them down the hall or, like, into the walls or whatever. I just want to get them as
all
far from
me. All 5 of them?
Ideally, do they all have ranged weapons? Do they all have...
Yeah, they all have blasters.
Okay.
If they're going to start shooting at you, just hit them back.
Then, well, yeah. Yeah, I know. No, I think if there are 5 of them, I think initially what he's going to try to do is he's going to try to push a certain number, like say 2 or 3 of them, and then he's going to attempt to defend because he knows there's a bunch of lasers that are going to be coming at him in a second.
Okay, so I think use the Force would be first to push, I guess, 1/2 of these guards out of the way. How many do you want to push back, 2 or 3?
Just because I don't want to push my luck, ha ha ha, I will say 2.
Okay, roll, use the Force.
With the additional 3, that is a 10, plus I believe I get a plus 1 forward because I have the do or do not, there is no try move, which
yeah,
allows me
so
to have a plus
every time
1
you successfully use the Force, you do take plus 1 forward, so just make sure you remember that.
Yes, which I had
completely... I will not.
Which I'd completely forgotten previously, which means...
Yeah. All right, so you got a 10, so you do what you set out to do. So you send 2 of these guards flying backwards. The other 3 start to fire at you.
My saber is up, so I'm going to attempt to defend this blaster fire.
All right, go ahead and roll defend then. And I think this one will be with Force because you are using your lightsaber, right?
Yes, I am using my saber. That is an 11 with the additional 3. Which means
okay,
I get,
so
which
on
get
an, a
another
10
plus 1 forward.
Another plus 1. So 12, right? Oh, you get another plus 1 forward. But still, on a 10 plus for defend, you prevent the harm altogether. So
nice.
You don't take any harm. So you deflect this blaster fire away from you.
Am I able to send it straight back, or is that too much?
On defend, it doesn't say that you're doing any harm. I think if you want to do that, it would probably be a different move. I think it would be a use the force move.
Okay, initially I will just, I will defend, then after sending it off into the wall or whatever, I am steadily moving closer to Mr. Nameless Sith Guy.
Yeah. Alright. Gar, you said you had a plan that you were still going to try to do.
A very angry Zil is now stalking towards you, lightsaber out.
Yeah. Gar is going to attempt an impassioned speech to stop everybody. I think primarily the Jedi, but hopefully everybody. I don't know how this works, but I think last time you had me roll twice for NPCs versus non-NPCs.
Okay.
And he's just going to say, "Stand down, you fools! This is my ship, she's my prisoner, and I'm going to hand her over peacefully if I have to knock you out first. And you, Sith, these are my passengers and they have my protection."
If this works, I'm going to be really impressed.
Make your roll. One for PCs, one for NPCs.
You know what? Screw it. I'm going to take another dark side to get 3 dice on this.
Jesus.
Okay. Wow.
Before I look, who should I have rolled first for?
Probably the NPCs. With the 3 dice, I'd choose the NPCs.
Okay. That's true, because I only get 3 dice once.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a good point. Well, I rolled 2 3s and a 4, so it doesn't really matter because my smooth is only plus 2, so that's still only a 9.
Okay.
Even with all of that, should have picked you guys.
Well, on a 7 to 9, it says for a normal person and for a crewmate. Okay, so for a normal person, which I guess means NPC, on a 7 to 9, they agree, but they gain influence over you. They might do it so long as you owe them a favor. If you've asked too much, they'll tell you what it would take to sway them.
I think that makes total sense in the situation. You know, they have leverage over me already, so giving them mechanical influence over me,
Yeah.
Should I roll the other one next?
Yeah, go ahead and roll while I think about that.
I hope you roll well.
So, just to make sure I'm clear for dark side, if I have fear and anger filled, does that mean whenever I take a dark side, I do 2 at a time? So hate would get filled completely. If I take 1, I technically take 2, or am
I think that's how that works, but I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, you have progressed to anger. You have filled anger.
Boy. Oof.
I don't see anything about that.
I'm trying to remember where I read it from. It
says, if you have marked boxes in hate or suffering, you deal 1 extra harm every time you do harm.
Oh, 1 extra harm. That must be what I... Okay.
But you have to mark 2 boxes anytime you mark dark sides. That's what it is.
Okay. So, also,
yeah, that's
once
what,
you
that's what he meant.
Boxes,
like, so if you mark hate, then you're marking 2 boxes. So you'd fill hate, and then you'd also fill suffering.
Oh, you know what I think it is?
I
think the first dark side that I get in hate is just 1, but the second one fills up hate and gives me a suffering.
Okay.
I think that's what that's saying, because it says, but you have to mark 2 boxes anytime you mark dark side.
Yeah,
so,
I don't have any marks.
Yeah, that
since
makes sense.
I don't have one in it yet,
so you don't have to.
If I roll 3d6 again against you guys,
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I don't think you're going to do what I say anyways, so I'm just going to roll the 2 and not take another one right now. That's a 9 plus 2 is 11. So same thing that happened for you. You either clear a dark side and take plus 1 forward, or you mark a dark side.
Okay, well, I have basically no say in this, so I'm going to look at my master and see what the heck he does.
I've asked you to stand down, and I've asked the Sith to spare everyone.
Right. I think that in this moment, I think he turns to you quickly without turning his back to the others. He's kind of like standing between both parties, and he says,
"How long do you think some truce will hold? only until it is no longer useful for them. Then they will end you and everyone on board.
As long as I save my family, that's all I care about.
Does the Sith say anything? Because he succeeded on his role.
I think she's letting this play out first.
I'm letting this play out first.
Yeah, but I mean, the Sith might have something to say here.
Yeah, it just...
I think he... Do you want me to roll something for whether or not I believe this?
It's totally your choice, yeah. Okay. You're just like, that. It's mechanically, you're going to choose between taking a dark side if you don't do what I ask, or clearing a dark side and taking +1 forward if you do what I ask. I also just realized I used up my +1 forward from getting away from Zil, which just made that, you know, even more of a success, but that doesn't matter, so...
When did you use that +1 forward from Zil? Was it for your first roll? Because didn't you roll a 9 against the NPC, so I'd make that a 10?
Oh, you're right.
Ooh,
you're right. That is better. A 10 for them.
Yeah, that was your first roll.
So you're right. I got a 9 for them. It's actually a 10 for the NPCs and still an 11 for the Jedi. You're right.
Yeah, but you did get... Okay, all right.
Okay, so that totally changed that, yeah. So now it says they agree for now, they let you go, alter the deal, or decide to do as you've
asked. Then rewind, then. Forget what I said.
And if I've asked them too much, you're
still
responding
to your thing. This doesn't change what you're doing at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I honestly think we should probably agree with him, because I think the rest of this is not going to go well if we don't. And I would like to clear some dark side tags. Because I'm going to get another one as soon as the fight's over.
Mechanically, I want to say yes, but I'm not sure my character would do it. But
you have to do what your character would do.
I think Zil will turn to him and say... she's not super far from him. She was starting to walk. I think she'll turn back and kind of give him a look and say, "Master, patience?"
He turns to you, Gar. And he says, "Don't take your eyes off them for a moment."
And he just looks at you solemnly, and he just nods, and he says, "I'm going to treat them with the same level of caution that I would treat anybody that's got one of those things." And he kind of nods down at your lightsabers. But he kind of smirks at you, too, because he's not facing them when he says that. He says that loud, but he nods to you. He agrees.
And... I think, in response, he just goes,
"They are not like us."
Then he will turn in full, standing beside Gar, watching. His saber is still out. He's not moved it, but he's still holding it. If they so much as twitch wrong, he might go off.
All right, Gar, go get her then.
Well, this all happens. I'll let you respond with the Sith first, but Gar does have something to follow up with when it makes sense.
But we're not handing her over. He didn't agree to that. He said, "Okay, we're not fighting."
That's what Gar.
Exactly.
That's
what's happening.
That's what
Gar.
That's what's
happening
what Gar
right
asked
now.
You to do.
So if you have a problem with that,
he doesn't. He doesn't.
No, we're gonna hand her over, and we're gonna see if they give him his kit back.
Well, Gar still has questions. What Gar did is he asked everyone to stand down and allow him to make a peaceful prisoner exchange.
Which, okay. See, I missed that.
Will.
Okay, yeah, I think his thought is that... I think even the action of a Sith not just killing everything, such an odd thing, he's like, "Hey, the will of the Force is greater than myself. Perhaps there is something here." But he's watching like a hawk, and he's waiting for something to go wrong. But yes,
he has stood down.
He does. Okay. Yes, he does. He does nod, but he's watching them. And the moment something is off, something might happen. But
yeah, so I think you see kind of a smirk come to this Sith man's face, and he says, "What a strange crew you have here. A bounty hunter with honor and a master that needs to learn from his Padawan."
He might just cut his head off for that, man.
No, he won't.
No, he won't, but he really wants to.
You're not a Sith. Yeah. You're not a Sith yet. You always could become one by the rules of this game.
At least I get to clear a dark side.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, don't forget you both get to clear a dark side and you have +1 forward on whatever your next roll is.
Yes, but I don't have dark side at the moment, so I'm good.
And then The Sith kind of holds out one of his lightsabers towards Gar, and it kind of hovers closer to your face than is comfortable. Kind of uh-huh. under in your chin area, neck, uh-huh. throat.
So he's like close enough for that.
He's
like close enough to reach me, okay.
And he's just holding it out, like pointing it towards you. And he says, "You make sure your crew behaves. We take what we came for, and you'll receive coordinates to a location where you can find your family. Am I clear?"
They're never gonna be your family.
Gar just stares him down, and he just says, "We're willing to cooperate peacefully, but I think that Dagger and I both want proof that our family's still alive before anything else happens. I think that's more than fair."
"I bet you would." And he doesn't do or say anything, and he just walks down the corridor and motions for his guards to follow him.
I think as soon as he starts walking, Zill's going to turn to him and say, "You're never going to see your family again."
Gar ignores her.
"Hannah, I have an idea."
Okay.
"Don't look at me like that. I'm allowed to have ideas."
"You are. I'm just a little scared." "Go ahead."
I'm scared for Gar's family.
"He has just said that there is coordinates, meaning that he knows where they are. And I'm wondering..."
"Yeah, but he says they're going to die if we don't do what they say."
"Yeah, but how exactly?"
"They're going to die anyways."
"I mean, yes, but it's either we gain the information and we do something about it, or they die anyway."
"What do
you
want to do, Wesley?"
"What I want
to..." "Yeah, just say what you
want to
do."
"What I want to do is I want to roll force to see if I can pluck those coordinates straight out of his brain."
"Or if my family's still actually alive, that
it's
might be a good
thing
to
learn.
It's
better
to know
if the family's still alive."
"Or just, well, if I could do both, that'd be great. If I had to pick one, I'll pick one."
I think that makes more sense to try to figure out if he knows if the family's still alive.
"Do you have a move for that, or..."
"The closest I have to an actual move for that would be, besides a in general use force, would be the ghosts of the, whatever it was. No one's ever really gone.
I'm just not sure Jedi can usually, like, pluck exact thoughts out of people's brains like that.
It's up to you.
Not without literally torturing them, I think.
That's fair. I
can think of one very obvious example, two very obvious example done by Sith.
That's true.
Yeah.
Of that happening,
I like,
don't think we can do that.
I mean, is there any kind of, like, can I get a sense for if he's actually telling any kind of truth or lying through his teeth or something? If not, that's fine. I wanted to try. Because
why don't you roll? I've got a bad feeling about this. I think that's the best I can give you.
All right. With the additional 3, that is a 13, or if I add my additional 1, if I believe I still have it, was 14, but I don't think it matters between 13 and 14. So
okay.
No.
So on a 10 plus, you hold 2, so you get to ask 2 questions.
Okay.
I have an idea after this.
"What is the best way to help the victims? He's heard that they actually are holding this family, so what is the best way to help them?"
"Cooperate."
"Okay, great, thanks. I just wasted a question." And then, I suppose... who else is in danger then?
Yeah, I think you can sense that he is telling the truth and these people are alive somewhere. I think you could tell that he is being honest here, that these other people that have been mentioned are somewhere and they are in danger and he will kill them.
Can I do something real quick?
Yes.
As they're walking away, I'm going to poke the shoulder of the last guard in line as they're walking there and get his attention. And say, "Tell me, is he really going to let his family go?" And I'm going to mind trick him.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I love it.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm not going to try it with the Sith. I'm not going to be able to... Mechanically, I probably could do it with the Sith, but I'm not going to do it with the Sith. I'm going to try it with one of the guards.
Okay.
You're like kind of like whispering this to the guard as the Sith is like getting farther down the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guard in the back, he just looks like a normal, like, human man. Has, like, a worn, like, red chest plate. But he just looks like a normal dude, so, yeah. You could try this. You could roll for it.
10 on the die. Ooh, 13.
Wow.
All right, so on a 10 plus, they repeat exactly what you said and then act on that thought. You said, are they really going to release his family?
I think she said,
so
like,
tell me. Is he really going to release his family?
Okay, is he really going to release his family? Is he really going to release his family? Hell if I know. What does Sith normally do? I just get paid to be here.
I thought he might not know anything, but it was worth a try.
Yeah, so that's what he says, and then he walks off.
And I think Zil will turn to Gar.
Gar was already walking away, by the way. He was following the Sith.
But did you hear that?
Depends on how loud you were being.
I mean, he answered.
I mean, this guy
enough.
Was mind tricked, so he's not being particularly quiet.
Okay.
And also, Dagger is, you know, obviously she's gotten to her feet, and she still has her blaster, and she's kind of going back and forth. She has it raised, and she's kind of going back and forth between Kren and Zil. Totally trained.
I mean,
his
saber's still up, by the way. My stand down would have applied to everybody.
Yeah.
I know, but she still, like, has her blaster,
okay,
like, in her
fair.
Hand,
yeah,
and she's
yeah,
has
yeah.
her eyes, like, locked on both of them, like,
if
ready
If Dagger's
to...
the one that's still near us, then,
yeah.
I think Zil will look up at Dagger and go, what do Sith normally do?
Are you actually going to try to convince her here, or...?
I just asked the question.
Okay.
I mean, she got a good role, you know, so...
You want me to not kick people in the face immediately? I'm trying to be diplomatic,
yes,
all right?
Yes, you are. I'm just...
What do Sith normally do? They're unpredictable. It's hard to tell.
Not in my experience.
Our best bet is to do as they say and hope for the best. That's all we got. That's all I've got. So don't try anything. She gives you a hard look.
I don't have to try anything. I'll tell you the same thing I told him. You're never seeing your family again. They know they can control you now with them. They own you.
What, so my options are do as they say and maybe have a chance of seeing my son again? Or getting my son immediately killed? Which one do you think I should choose?
We can help.
You can help an immediate execution on a planet that you don't even know where it is or who it is or where they are. You can just immediately stop that from happening.
I'm sure we can figure it out.
Figure it out. Okay, sure. Figure out my ass. And she walks away to try and make sure they can get the prisoner.
Great.
I think Zil just kind of watches her go and looks down at her master.
Okay. Hannah.
Yes.
I had previously established contact mind to mind with the Star Compass.
Yes, because you touched her and did like a
yes, but like
thingy.
Would it have to be by touch again? I'm just thinking, like, could I possibly explain or warn before we all show up or something?
Well, she's still unconscious.
She's unconscious, it won't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, but I know it's not like, oh...
Hey, there's people coming to take you away.
Well, it's not like, oh no, run away. It's like, because she being what she is, I can't help wondering if she could know something that could help us. And if so, like, could maybe... But if it's by touch, then never mind, it won't work.
Yeah, I don't think you can telepathically communicate.
All right.
Yeah, nor do I think it would make a difference.
Okay. I'm grasping at straws.
I know you're trying. I appreciate it. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's going to do anything.
Okay. Okay. I think as they're walking, he sees... He glances at Zil, and he just... He says,
trust in the will of the Force, always. And watch them. This changes.
And I think Zil just kind of sighs. And looks a little defeated, and she says, we cannot help those who do not want to be helped.
He looks at her a little... If he they don't have eyebrows, but he would have raised one, should he have one. And he...
he gives that look.
Yes, and he just says,
I heard you back there. That was a very good try.
I am trying to do things your way, and I am not liking how it is turning out.
You can see Zil is, like, projecting calm, but you can see her hand is, like, super hard gripping onto her lightsaber. She's still got her saber out.
Well, he's got his out, too. He hasn't put it... I mean, it's not activated.
I don't think
of course.
Anyone has put their weapons away.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
One is fighting, but everyone still has their weapons out. I think that's made clear.
Yeah. But then he nods kind of knowingly and he says,
"Were you not counseling patients only recently? Time and a place.
It doesn't matter.
Time and place, student.
I know. I am still not good at it.
No, you are not.
You know you are not. Sorry. That caught me by surprise.
Hey, he's agreeing. She said it.
I have maybe an idea.
Oh.
And then she taps the little droid controller. I have a stealth droid. I might as well use it.
Right.
You know, I had an idea in a similar vein as you, but I didn't think mine was going to work. So I'm glad that... I know I'm not there, but
I'm going to need your help with it because I don't have very good tech, but I could probably... I have an idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I know where you're going with this. Now is probably the time for you to do it, though.
Yeah. I think, well, they're not paying attention to me. Zil pulls up her droid, and I think she's going to try to sneak it outside of their ship where the door's still open.
Yeah, the door's still open.
And she's going to get a look outside of the ship to see what's out there.
It is the, cargo bay of a much bigger ship.
Yeah, but are there any, guards or anything out there, or...?
There's definitely people. It's a big ship. There's a lot of workers. There's definitely people out there.
Okay. She's gonna try to sneak her droid kind of up onto the roof of their ship, and then just send it straight up and attach to the ceiling of this ship.
Okay. I think I'll have you use the force to evade detection, since you're kind of trying to be sneaky.
Another 10 on the dice.
Okay. On a 10 plus, you do what you set out to do. Describe what happens.
She just sneaks this little droid up. It's really small. I mean, it fits in the palm of her hand. She kind of sneaks it up to the top of their ship, and then it just shoots straight up and just attaches itself to the ceiling of the cargo bay. And then she just quietly slips the...
controller.
The controller back into her pocket.
Okay. You do that.
And she kind of smiles down at Kren.
I think he probably had inferred from the showing of the droid. And he just says,
"Perhaps my lessons were not falling on deaf ears after all."
Patience, right, master? We get their family back, and then we find out where they take our compass.
All right. So you do this. You guys are walking down the hall. You guys reach the brig. I'm assuming a prisoner exchange, or I guess it's not really an exchange since they're not giving you anybody. but they take the prisoner with no snags, or?
So I mean, Gar's following, he's going to go open up the brig and everything and just let them in so they don't have to chop the door open, because I'm sure the Sith would do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose credits to having to fix that.
Yeah, two of the guards go in and pick her up if you free her of her restraints.
It just occurred to me we have no guarantee they're not just going to grab her and kill her. Oh my gosh.
They don't want to kill her. They want her alive.
That's what we assume.
They want her for something. Whatever information she knows, they want her for something. They wanted her dead if we had her, but if we don't have her and they have her, they're not going to kill her.
So these guards start taking her out. And they start making their way down the hall back out into the cargo bay. Are you guys just following, or?
I just watched them go, and I'm going to wait next to Kren.
In the cargo bay, are they all worker bees, or are there actual soldiers out there too? Like other goons?
Yeah, there's a mix of lots of other people.
Okay, I was going to say, because if it was literally just these five actual soldiers and...
No, there's more people.
Okay, because I had an idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of people outside.
Okay,
you would assume there's probably more Sith on board as well.
Yeah, if there's one,
there's just this one out here.
There's probably more, yep. I mean, we are powerful, but slight numbers advantage going on here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a little.
A little bit.
So the Sith and his guards, two of them carrying Elith, make their way out of the ship and out into the cargo area, kind of off of this, like, ramp that's kind of leading onto your ship. And once they're outside, the Sith turns around and says, "Once I'm assured that there's no more funny business going on here, you'll receive your coordinates."
So we're just supposed to trust that you're just going to give it to us after you're gone?
You don't have a choice.
Zil rolls her eyes.
Don't pardon the pun, but Gar stares daggers at him. But he doesn't say anything. He just lets it go.
In this silence, Kren doesn't speak either, but if he's seen this guy's face at all, he's just trying to memorize, like, okay, I'm going to remember you for
later.
Oh,
yeah, you can see his face. He's not hiding it at all.
Okay, yeah. He's just basically memorizing for when he comes back and deals with him properly.
Yeah. All right, he turns to leave, and the guards carry off Elith, and I think that's where we're going to leave it for this week.
Okay.